So here we are. Oh my goodness, what a blessing to be here this morning. You know, I was thinking of Peter. You know, I was thinking of Peter, what an ordinary guy he was. You know, I mean, he's just an ordinary guy that had a lot of failures. How many could relate to that, you know? And yet, Peter has blessed more people, you know, in the history of mankind. I mean, I don't know how many years it could be, you know, that this word has been out, you know. But every time somebody reads that with an understanding of Christ, they get a blessing. Do you know that? I mean, here's this ordinary guy, and every time they go to 2 Peter, if they have the knowledge of the Godhead, okay, and that's why it's a multiple blessing, because God the Father wants to bless you, okay? He wants to bless you. Oh, we're going to look at that. You can have it all. You can have it all. God the Father wants to bless you. God the Son did everything he could possibly do. He went to death to bless you, to redeem you. And God the Holy Spirit wants to help you. He wants to come along inside and help you and be your encourager. And he wants to bless you. And that's why it's a multiple blessing. It's a threefold blessing. It's a Godhead blessing. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit blessing you. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in what? If you know God, the Father, if you really know who God is, you don't have a weird idea about God and, you know, that he's mad at you and that he, you know, wants you to shape up and, you know, and I mean, if you have an understanding of God, the Father, and you have an understanding of his Son, Jesus Christ, what he did for you, and if you have a understanding of who, if you have the knowledge of the Holy Spirit, the one that comes along beside you, you'll be blessed. You'll have it all. You'll have it all. And he goes on, and he says, as his divine power. Now, this is a divine blessing. You know, this is a divine blessing. This is above and beyond. This is extraordinary blessing. This is a spiritual blessing, okay? And we have it. It says, according to his divine power, has given us all things. All things. That's the name of our series this month. You can have it all. You can have it all. Now, I want you to close your eyes. And when I say things, what do you think about? Things. Maybe a car popped into your mind, you know. Maybe a home. You know, maybe, you know, a boat. I don't know. Well, I'm telling you, we're not talking about those things. Oh, you know, I work with some high-end clients, okay? And I'm not going to tell you who they are. If I mention their names, you probably know who they are, okay? And they got a lot of things. I've moved a lot of their things, you know what I mean? I mean, and it's really interesting as they get toward the end of life, all right? Because that was sort of my thing this week, is helping someone downsize. They realize they need less things. They get to realize that they have too many things, all right? And most of them aren't really that happy. You know, this is what they say to me most of the time. Make it go away. Do you know that? Make it go away. Make it disappear. Because it's encumbered their life. They have to get rid of it. And you know, I love this. Only in America, you know. I love America. But only in America do we have so much things, you know, that we have to have all these garage sales. And, you know, we have to have, house sales. Anybody go to house sales? I just go to the house sales to look at the houses, you know what I mean? Because the things are generally too expensive. But, I mean, all these big houses, and people came to the end of their life, and they said, we got too much stuff. Yet we spend our whole life trying to get things, you know? So I've learned some things, you know? I don't need that much things, you know? It's not about things. Nothing impresses me anymore. Nothing impresses me anymore. Do you know that? Cars don't impress me. Homes don't. I've been in some big homes. I know people own 2-3 homes, you know what I mean? And they're not any happier. They have no more peace. They have no more joy. I've noticed that, and I love them, and I work with them, and I try to encourage them and bless them, but I know what only can bring them blessing. I know it for sure, and I will flow with anybody's life journey. I will. Okay, if you want to be this or you want to be that, I will flow with you and say, yes, yes, okay, I encourage you. But I know what I am. I'm a Jesus freak, folks. He changed my life, and I know he'll change theirs. But a lot of times they're not ready to hear that message, do you know? So I just be a blessing. I just be a blessing. I just be a blessing. Because I know the knowledge of Jesus Christ will bring them blessing. I know the knowledge of Jesus Christ will bring them peace. I know the knowledge of Jesus Christ, like the word says, will bring them joy. Whether they have any, whether they lose everything, it'll bring them whatever, all things. And that's what we're talking about. Almost, you can have all things. All the things, blessing. And that's what the blessing is. And we can give that blessing. We can give that blessing. I mean, I just love blessing people. I just love speaking a blessing over them. I mean, as a father, I've probably told you, you know, having seven children, I used to go upstairs at night and bless the kids. Bless the kids. Just go upstairs and say, Lord, I just bless, you know, Andrew, and I just thank you for him. And I just, you know, and not a long prayer or anything. And it got to the point where they, Dad, come up and bless us. They couldn't go to sleep without a blessing. And as dads, as moms, you have this opportunity to bless your kids. Not with things, but with your time and energy. And blessing them along the way. Bless them. You know, bless their poor dumb head. Because they're going to make mistakes. You know they're going to make mistakes. Oh, my goodness. You know, and God knows that. But he blesses me. He keeps blessing me even when the mistakes I'm making. Missed you this morning, Tony. Missed seeing you up there. You're blessing. You know that? Oh, bless Tony. Just bless him. Let's just bless him. May grace and peace be multiplied unto this couple, Lord God, Lord, for their faithfulness and their goodness and their love, Lord, let it be multiplied unto them. Let it be multiplied. Let it be multiplied unto them. Whew. Oh, we can do that. Isn't that fun? I love doing that. I mean, I just love blessing people. You know, I'm jumping way ahead of myself, but the church, this church is teaching us how to bless outside these walls. You know, they're giving us this money and saying, go out and bless people, you know. Now, my wife thinks I'm cheap. God thinks I'm frugal, you know what I mean? He loves me so much. He even loves my cheapness. But I'm frugal, you know. To him, I'm cheap to my wife. But we have learned to bless people outside of this church because really it's contagious what's going on in this church. We hear the testimonies. Hey, I'm not going to have to wait till they give me some money to go bless people. You know, we went over to a restaurant the other night and the waitress was just wonderful, okay, young girl. And she's going to college, you know, and she's going to graduate. She's working to graduate from college. And, you know, my wife looks at me and I look at her, you know. And she pulls out the money, you know. I know we're going to bless her, you know. And you know what? There's a spirit of blessing on us now. There's a spirit of grace. There's a spirit of giving on us now that I never had before because I'd be a tug of war before with her. What? No. $2. You know, my wife's always been a blesser. Oh my gosh. She, you know, she's a gift giver and a blesser, you know, and everything. She tries to make Easter Christmas, you know what I mean? All of a sudden kids are getting gifts, you know, for I said it's not Christmas, it's Easter, you know. But she's just a blesser, you know, she's just always been a blesser. And I thank God for this church that is teaching us how to be a blessing. You know, how to be a blessing. We didn't leave her a track or anything. You know what I mean? But we're just being a blesser. That was the end of my sermon. Okay, now that. And it says, as his divine power has given us all things. Say all things. All things. All things. He's given us all things, but it's spiritual things. It's a higher order of things It's a higher order. And it's hard to make that transition when you're in a culture where things mean, you know, I was driving by a guy the other day in a Rolls Royce, black Rolls Royce, you know. That thing was pretty. Oh my gosh, you know. But I have no respect for automobiles. All right? I don't even wash mine. Unless it has bird poop on it. And I just trade it in, you know what I mean? I mean, they become a burden. Things become a burden, all right? If you lift things up, you know, and he says he's given us all things, what? That pertain to life and godliness. Now, this word life is zoe. Zoe. He's not talking about our walking around life, you know. Not talking about our going to the mall life. Now they're talking about going to Starbucks life, you know. It's not talking about that life. It's talking about spiritual life. It's talking about life as God lives it. That's what it means. Life as God lives it. See, we can bring life. I wrote something down this morning as I came and I never saw it before. Loving God by loving people to life. I thought it was just loving God and loving people. When did we change that?
We changed it.
Jeez. Was I in the meeting? Oh, no. It says, loving God by loving people to life. Wow. That hit me so strong. We can love people to life. Do you know that? We can love people to life. Oh, that's what we do as a team, you know, when we do our work. We love people to life. We bring life into their life. We bring God's life into their life. You know, I mean, sometimes it's a heroic effort. You know, it's like mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Live, 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 you know. I mean, how many watch the series, The Walking Dead? Oh, nobody?
No,
well, I am a walker, you know. But anyway, I mean, some people won't watch that series, you know. But I think it's a prophetic look at the world today. Some people are just walking around, you know, like zombies. I mean, they're walking dead, and we have to bring life to them. We can impart life to them. Real life. I'm living life at its fullest. And I don't have a lot of things. I got a little house that I love. Finally, you know, I don't have to downsize. We just had the kids all crowded into it at one time. Now we got room. I don't even have to sell the house. I mean, it's great. We, you know, it's not about square footage, folks. Okay, it just is not about square. I think we're learning that as a nation. The houses they're building now are coming down. You know, we went through the big boom. You know, how many people? There are two, three, four people living in a, you know, big house, you know, and we're learning. I hope we're learning. We're learning what, and it says it's great. It says has pertained to life and godliness, good living, godlikeness. It's called godlikeness. No, you're not going to become a little god. Sorry. All right. I mean, that's wrong teaching to say, okay, you're a little god. No, there's only one God, the Father, but you can represent Him in godlikeness. See, the church has misrepresented God as a mean, angry ogre that's mad at you all the time, you know, and wants to take you to the woodshed. You know, anybody remember that? They used to take you to the woodshed. I don't know. Today I am the oldest person in here, I think. Because what's his name's not here. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay. I won't ask her about the woodshed. Okay. But that's where you used to go out and get a whooping. You know what I mean? And God's not like that. God's a father of blessing. He wants to bless you. He wants to give you all things. He is so willing to give you everything you need. He is so willing. It's so wonderful. We're going to study that all month. I just want you to be here. And here, you can have it all. All the peace, all the joy. Like a river, we heard this morning. Heather, like a river. He wants to give us peace like a river. The name of my youth group, when I had a youth group for a number of years, was Zoe. And because I wanted kids to live God's life. life as God liveth, with all the energy and all the vitality and all the fun. You know what I mean? That God has. That's the God life. And it says, through the knowledge of Him, right understanding of Him, right teaching about Him. Finally, we're getting it right. Finally, we're understanding. And it says, who called us to glory and virtue. There's a call of God on your life. You know, there's really a call of God on your life to a glorious life of love and joy and peace. What's God like? Love. I think I wrote it down. What is God like? God is like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. He's called you to that life. He's called you to express that life, to release that life wherever you're at. That's what He's called you to do. That's the calling on your life. You know, the calling's not just to, you know, for the fivefold ministry, pastors, teachers. You know, we went through that whole thing all the time. The calling's on you to take this thing out, you know. And you don't have to be religious about it. I wrote that down, too, what Sandy wrote last week. I love that. I'm going to read that, too. I wrote that down. That is so good. It is so good. Are you tired of worn out, burn out religion? Get away with me and you'll recover your life. Whew. It says, I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Watch what I do. Whew. I love to walk with the Lord. I love to walk with the Lord. Learned, this is the part I wrote down. Learned the unforced rhythms of grace. The unforced rhythms of grace. So you show up at a job and you're just doing a good job, okay? And you don't have to go there and, you know, be a Jesus freak and talk about Jesus and, you know, and then that whole thing. The unforced rhythm of grace would be you just do a good job, and if God opens a door and you sense that, then, you know, you would tell him about God the Father or whatever, you know. But it's unforced. You know, it's not this turn or burn thing. It's not this, you know, it's unforced. You learn the unforced rhythm of grace. It's wonderful. I mean, just walking in God's glory and grace. Walk. I mean, it's just like living in a whole nother realm. And am I there all the time? No, but I'm trying to get to that place when I'm there more than I'm not. When I'm there more than I'm not in that place. You know, walking in the grocery store and being aware. It's an awareness of His goodness. It's awareness of His grace. It's an awareness of the Holy Spirit helping you be aware of how blessed you are. How blessed you are to have a beautiful wife and loving children. How blessed you are to have a family and church. How blessed you are to have a home. It's an awareness, a continual awareness, so you're not crying and complaining all the time. And thinking about how bad you got it and how rough it is. Because it ain't. Because He's poured out His goodness and grace upon you. His life, He says, He has multiplied, blessed you. And it's a continual awareness of that. We flow in that. All just flowing in that. And you're giving it away. You're just giving it away. You know? I love giving it away. Just love giving it away. And he says, by which has been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Exceedingly great, not just great, but exceedingly great. This is above and beyond what we can even ask or think. This is more precious than gold. We can't miss this point because we thought it was things. You know, we thought it was square footage. We thought it was cars in the garage. We thought it was boats. We thought it was, because it's always before us, you know, on the, you know, oh, if only I could attain to that. Oh, you know, if only I could have Prince's life. What? You know, I mean, I love the guy, but I mean, in the end, maybe it wasn't that great, you know, creative, wonderful guy. Oh my goodness. But you have your life. You have your life, and God wants you to be great and glorious in your life, not always looking to other people's lives. And it says, has given you great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Whew. See, when you're born again, you get the realization that I can be godlike. I can be patient. I can be kind. I can be more loving. And my family and my community is going to benefit by that. I can change my value system and be a blessing to people. Be a blessing to people. In having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. What? Lusting after the wrong thing. He's made a way of escape. We don't have to, let pot be our peace. We don't have to let money be our peace or our joy. We've escaped that. We're out of that realm. That's the awareness. That's not what drives us. That's not what we're chasing all the time. There's a whole other realm that brings life and grace and peace and blessing to us and our family. I'm learning by my mistakes. I already spent too much time pursuing career. And even when it seems right, I was a pastor, but I wasn't with my family enough. And now I look back and they're grown. And I can't bless them anymore upstairs in their bedrooms. In fact, they won't even let me hug them. You know what I mean? Hey. Dad, it goes by so fast, folks. You only have a limited amount of time here to be a blessing to your kids and your family. Hold on to them, hug them, bless them. Encourage them. Do whatever it takes to be a blessing to them. We've escaped this corruption that is in the world through lust. The world is lusting. When you think of lust, everybody thinks of sex, you know what I mean? But I mean, it's not that. It's not just that. It's money. It's position. It's recognition. We lust after the wrong things. It's glamour. It's all these things that really have no value. And in the end, what happens? You look in the mirror and say, where'd that guy go? Who is this old man looking back at me? We can escape all that and learn the value of the real thing. Learn real values. Real values. That's what we're trying to learn. Now go over, I'm going to go over to Psalm 84. This is incredible. Psalm 84, 11. I love this. It says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield." Whew. I mean, even when it's not sunshiny outside, you got the sun. He is your sun. Even when you feel like you haven't got protection, he is your shield. He's got your back. Even when you think you're, vulnerable and open to attack and ridicule and all that, he's got your back. Because you have the knowledge of what he thinks of you. You're his son. He loves you. He's proud of you. He's encouraging you. See, the Lord God is a sun and a shield for you. That's good teaching. And the Lord will give you grace and glory. Hallelujah. Grace, grace, grace. He wants to give you grace, grace, grace. Always grace. I blew it. Here's some more grace. I yelled at the kids. Here's some grace. You'll do better next time. I yelled at my wife. I was mean. All right, but you'll do better. You're going to do better. Just come on. Come on, son. You can do it. Grace, grace. He will give you grace. Listen to this. No good thing will he withhold. He does not want to withhold one good thing from you. I'm telling you. And if we have a church that has learned this, that we don't have to beg for anything, if we have that church that we can go out in boldness and it's his desire to give us everything, everything we need. Everything we need. I'm not talking about things. This is not a prosperity message, okay? And blessing will come. I'm telling you, blessing will come. It will just come, and you'll learn to be satisfied with, what you get. You'll learn to be satisfied. It says, he will withhold no good thing for those who walk uprightly. And I'm not talking about perfectly. I'm talking with a right understanding about who God is. That's uprightly. A right understanding. We've given the world a wrong understanding of who God is. We think he's a taskmaster. We have to be perfect. No, Jesus was perfect. That's what we need, a revelation of the work of the cross, the finished work of the cross, and we're finally getting it. It says, walk up in right relationship and right understanding of who God is. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. See, and we're making that shift from trusting riches to trusting God. When the riches are threatened, we're trusting God. When the sun's not out, the gloom and doom is there, he's our son. See, we're making that transition. We're not all there yet, but that's why we gather together on Sunday morning, don't we? To encourage one another. The sun's still shining. The sun is still shining. Whew, never goes out. He is the sun and the moon. He is the stars. He's our all in all and everything. We have to trust him. Though they fall from the sky, he still loves us. See, we're encouraging one another in that. We're releasing grace and peace to one another in that. Not running around going, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. You know what I mean? The end is near, the end is near. Oh my goodness, the end is near. Prepare people for the end. I'm not Chicken Little, okay? I mean, that is not my concern. It's not my concern to know that. The Father said that. It's not my concern to know that. I live like he won't come for 1,000 years. You know, I plan like he could come tomorrow, but I you know, is that how you put it? No. Okay. Straighten me out, Danny. Luke 12. Let's go back to Luke 12. Whew. Luke 12. Luke 12. Oh, we haven't been there yet, but let's go there. Luke 12. Matthew, Mark, Luke 12. What was it? 12 what? Did I have it up there, Ron? There it is. Luke 12, 31. 12, 31, 32. Do not seek what you should eat. Uh-oh. Oh, man. Came home Friday night really tired. The marketing is so perfect. Came up on my Facebook or my email or whatever was a thing from Applebee's. No, not Applebee's. One of them. Okay, here's a coupon. Now, they know everybody's hungry on Friday night. Man, what marketing, okay? And it must have been for all old people because I walk in the place, it was like a geriatric ward. You know what I mean? You know? They must have, you know, got the demographic. And bam, they hit us. There I was, like to the feeding trough. You know what I mean? Oh, it was great. We had a great time. But I said, man, it's amazing. It says, do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink or what you should put on. Some of you look like you didn't do that today. I don't know. But, don't have an anxious mind. Wow. How could this be relevant to today? I mean, anxiety is our preoccupation, isn't it? I mean, it's just like, oh, I'm so worried. What about, I mean, every time the media, the social media, if I'm not worried, they gives me everything to be worried about. Here are the 10 signs of a heart attack. You know, do you guys get that? Well, I go right by that one, you know. I mean, I don't want to know, you know. What I mean? Something else to be anxious about, you know. And I mean, you know, and then they got the whales and what can I do? I mean, it's all the bees are gone, you know. Oh my gosh. I could live in perpetual anxiety. But the Bible tells me, be not of an anxious mind. Phew. It says, for all these things, the nation of the world seeks after. It's a global thing. It's always been a global thing. And your Father knows that you need these things. He knows. Father God knows, and he does not withhold anything from you. Whatever you need. If you don't have it, you don't need it. If you don't have a Bentley, you don't need it. Okay? If you don't have, you know, you just don't need it. You know, what the worst thing about being rich is? You buy stuff you don't need. You have the ability. I know people have 3 homes, okay? 3, all right? And they're struggling with the first one to, You know, I mean, you just don't need it. But money gives you ability to make decisions that you'd never make before. Whew. It's better just being average, normal. You know, it's better to be satisfied with a little. The Bible says that somewhere in Proverbs. It's better to be satisfied with a little. Downsize. Just downsize. That's all you need. It says, for he knows it, but seek the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Whatever you need. Whatever you really need is going to be added unto you. I mean, that's played out in our life over and over and over again. Hadn't it, Sandy? Oh, whatever you need. Sandy could be so anxious, and if she would have had the money, she probably would have bought the wrong thing. You know what I mean? She probably would have, you know? So we wait on God. We trust in him. We learn to trust in him. We're a group of people that learn how to trust in him together. We change each other's value systems. We support one another. You're not going to get that out in the world, folks. Striving, striving, more of everything. You need that to come down and let the river of God pour over you and bring you peace. You need this more than you know. They need it more than they know. They really do. It says, but seek first the kingdom. Do not fear. Take this to heart right in this hour. In this hour when fear is rampant, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven. Whew. Now, the kingdom of heaven is not just a destination. It's an awareness. I started into that a little bit. It's an awareness. The kingdom is within you. You can have kingdom peace. You can have kingdom joy. You can have kingdom love. Oh my goodness. Kingdom love. You could love at a level, you know, and give it away, like we said. You could have love at a level when the love just isn't there. When they don't deserve the love. When the world doesn't deserve the love. When that person, that people group, that whatever doesn't deserve the love, you can give it away. You can give it away. It says, the kingdom is within you. You enter the awareness when you're born again. You are not a miserable, worthless sinner. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, the manifestation of Christ on the earth. Wow. That's everything. That's everything. Now, let's end in 1 Peter, back to 1 Peter. Verse 5. But also for this very reason, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. So there is a part. There is a part you play. You know what's good, and you want to make that your destination, folks. Goodness, patience, love, joy, peace. Begin to add. You know, I mean, I've learned after so many years to choose what I fight with the kids about. It's not everything. It used to be the light switch being on. It's not anymore, folks, okay? I want peace. That's maturity. I want joy. I want love, okay? We learn as we grow what to fight with one another about. What to make our priority. It's not our opinion. It's not our way. You know, it's his way. It's his way. We learn these things. It says, add to your virtual knowledge or spiritual understanding, to knowledge, self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness, love. All these things can be yours. All these things are available to you through the blessing of Jesus Christ. That's never been available before. Never been available before. For if these things are yours, mine. These are my things. Okay. How many ever? Oh my goodness. These are my things. My things. You know, my son wrecked his truck a couple of months ago. And I loaned him my truck. My truck, okay? My truck, you know what I mean? He had that truck for 2 months. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I would want to get on them every day. I want to get on them. When are you going to go look for a truck? When are you going to go look for a truck? When are you going to buy a truck? You know what I mean? But I learned something. I didn't need to add to his stress level. I learned something. It was hard. Oh, it was hard because that's my truck. You know what I mean? I mean, those are the things you got to grow in. You got to grow in those things. Little things. Things at home. And it says, for these are the things are yours and abound. You will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God has given us a way where there was no way. I still know guys that are raving about their truck, their bike, their guns. I'm still raving about their stuff. You know, it's not in the end, the one with the most toys wins, folks, okay? I've seen that play out many times. You can't take your guns with you, all right? You can't take your truck with you. This guy got a nice truck on that. Got this metal flake in it, woo! Leave it to me. nice truck. His daughter already has her eyes on that truck. She says, I could drive that truck. Oh, my goodness. The things we get hung up on, isn't it? It's just amazing, the value of things. And you know, I've had a lot of trucks, and they've all wound up either broken or rusted out. You know what I mean? Oh, I think that's in the scripture. Oh, my goodness. Where rust and moth corrupt. It says he's given us all these things. God has given us a way to escape all this stuff. He has given us a way where there seems to be no way. Now, I'm going to end with this. Okay, God gave me this morning. Deuteronomy 30:19. I have set before you life and death. I've laid it out for you this morning. Okay. Life and death. All the way back in the book of Deuteronomy, God knew this. I have set before you life and death, okay? And we're laying it out, blessing and cursing. Whew! We have such an opportunity to curse the darkness in this hour, okay? Because there's plenty of it. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, my goodness. The natural thing to do is to complain about everything. It's an occupation. He says, therefore, choose life. That's what I want you to go away with this morning. I want you to be aware, because being born again is an awareness of the kingdom. Aware that you can choose life. You can bring life. Is what I'm going to say today, is what I'm going to do today, going to bring life? Is how I treat my family, my coworkers, my neighbors, is it going to bring life? Or is it going to bring cursing and death? That's what he wants us aware of. It says, for choose life that both you and your descendants may live. We're worried about the kind of world we're going to live our kids. Choose life. It's not about a political office, folks, okay? In God's kingdom, it's about being a blessing. If you want to choose life for your descendants, your kids, show them how to be a blessing. Show them how to give it all away. Show them how to speak life. Show them how to love. That's what your descendants need. An example of godly living. That's what they need. Godly living. It says that you may love the Lord, your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life. He is your life. Your life depends on your relationship with him. You know, it's not, I am so tired of dealing with a church that makes it an occupation of begging for what he's already given us. I have less tolerance for a people group, the church, who thinks it's their occupation to beg God what he's already released to us. But I'm getting old, and I've learned some few things. Just bless him. Just bless him for what he's already giving us. The church is teaching us to flow in blessing. That's what this church is teaching, And I'm very thankful for it. So let's bow our head and pray. God wants us to change our value system. He wants us to change our life. And we can only do it through blessing, not cursing, not cursing the darkness, but blessing all the life that he's, all the blessing. I've never been in a country more blessed. I've never been in a place more blessed. And in the world standards, I am on that lower end. But in God's standards, I'm up there with blessing overflowing. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for a group of people, Lord God, that are willing to learn, to come and sit, to spend some time and saying, I don't know it all, Lord, but I am open to learn how to live this kingdom life, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord, for this congregation. Lord, just bless them, Lord. Just bless them. Holy Spirit, come alongside them and help them with the realization of what a blessing they can be to the world around them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Ron.